Proclamation number 4999 of 12th of November, 1950. Right preacher must be driven by the Spirit of God. Every proclaimer of my word is blessed by me if he is only serious about conveying my word to his fellow human beings in order to help them attain eternal life. Thus he speaks in my name. He feels that I want to speak to people and does so for me. He proclaims my word. But what do you humans understand by my word? The word you want to proclaim must always have been spoken by me once, otherwise you would not be able to call it my word. I must have addressed people directly or indirectly, i.e., through my servants and prophets, and thus revealed myself to them. And you, as my proclaimers, must be fully convinced of this, otherwise proclaiming my word would just be more form which I do not value and which is also not pleasing to me. Thus, again, only a person who is fully convinced of his sermon may deliver it to his fellow human beings if he wants to be my representative on earth, if he also wants to receive my blessing as a preacher of my word. He must have accepted my word within himself and live accordingly. Then I myself will speak through him as soon as he speaks for me. He then not only repeats what I once spoke to the people, but I myself speak to people again and again, as soon as he hands himself over to me as a mouthpiece, of which I only make use in order to repeatedly convey my word to them. Anyone who therefore has a living faith in me and is willing to work for me with humble love constantly accepts my word, for it is I who now guides his thoughts, who gives him the words which once came forth from me and which I always and forever repeat. Because heaven and earth pass away but my word remains in existence for all eternity. You humans, who proclaim my word to your fellow human beings in my name, you allow me to use your tongue myself through your will, that you receive my word yourselves and at the same time pray it again for your own and your fellow human beings' blessing. You are not yet quite aware of your ministry if you believe that you can only receive the word from the Book of the Fathers. You would not be able to do this if you did not let me myself work in you, otherwise it would remain an empty word which does not have a power awakening and power giving effect. The merely spoken word, which is not conveyed to fellow human beings in association with me, cannot be touched according to the letter, yet it remains ineffective if you yourselves do not let me work in you, and then you cannot claim to have proclaimed the word of God, even though it is the same in letter form. I myself want to reveal myself and always do so if only the proclaimer, in deepest love for me and in living faith in me, wants to receive my word from me myself in order to pass it on to his fellow human beings whom he wants to help into beatitude. Love for me and for his fellow human beings must impel him to proclaim my word, and then he will always speak driven by my spirit, for then he will not speak himself but I will speak through him and he will proclaim the pure gospel. Amen.